Thank you. Sure. So when we talk about the various instruments, we of course talk about the APMBC, the CCM, this protocol, and the CRPD. We are very mindful of the fact that the membership of these different instruments is different. So of course, it's not about uniformizing in any way all those instruments, but it's about the victims, and it's about starting with them in the field. Whether you are a victim of cluster munition, of an APM, or of another type of ERW, doesn't make any difference in the field in terms of the kind of support that you should receive. So we have started a cooperation between the APMBC, the CCM, and this protocol 2 years ago. Every year there is a victim assistance retreat that is organized by the Committee on Victim Assistance, where we look at the program for the year and the opportunities for cooperation that we have in terms of events that we could participate in together or organize together. So it's actually already started, but I think it can be pushed further. And in terms of cooperation, of course, one suggestion that we could also make for this particular protocol is maybe for states to appoint a victim assistance coordinator within this protocol. Because as you know, in the other conventions, there are committees or coordinators that actually work on victim assistance throughout the year, which of course facilitates the integration of victim assistance within the work of those conventions. So a coordinator on VA within this protocol could, for instance, analyze reports produced by states in terms of the information that is contained in there, and especially about information about the challenges faced by states and the needs of victims. Such a coordinator could also maybe liaise with the other disarmament instruments, organize seminars, side events on victim assistance and ERWs, and of course have bilateral contacts with states that have difficulties with regard to VA, and then eventually report to the conferences of states parties at the end of the year. There are many ways in which we could improve the focus on victim assistance in this protocol. This is one of them. We already have an action plan, which is very good. It's a very comprehensive, though it's compact. But as I said earlier, it remains to be implemented. And there as well, states have to make a particular effort in that perspective as well.